White House claims James Comer lied every 11 seconds during Hannity interview. By Wendell Hasebo on September 6, 2023. The White House claimed that House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer, RKY, lied every 11 seconds during an interview Tuesday about his probe into the Biden family. Ian Sams, a spokesman for the White House, reposted a video on X of Comer appearing on Fox News's Hannity in which the congressman spoke about six subpoenas he issued Tuesday in the Biden family investigation. There are at least 14 lies by Comer in the 2 minutes and 33 seconds he speaks in this video alone, Sams said about Comer's interview. One lie every 11 seconds. Sams did not specify any examples of Comer's alleged lies. During the interview, Comer said the Justice Department's probe into Hunter Biden was obstructed. He also said the Democrats, the FBI, and the media obstructed the Oversight Committee's investigation into the Biden family. "We've uncovered more information about where the IRS investigation into Hunter Biden, which as we've heard from the IRS whistleblowers was leading directly to Joe Biden, was obstructed," he said. "And I can tell you from my experience over the past 9 months leading this investigation of Biden's, all the influence peddling schemes, that we've been obstructed at every turn. Not only by the Biden attorneys but also by the Department of Justice, by Homeland Security. We've been obstructed by the media. We've been obstructed by Democrats on the House Oversight Committee. The FBI and the list goes on," Comer said. "But we're still able to produce evidence, new evidence every week that no one knew beforehand." The Biden family business received over $20 million from Russia, Ukraine, and Kazakhstan while Joe Biden was vice president, Comer revealed in August. Additional bank records showed the Biden business received at least $10 million from business schemes in Romania and China. In total, 9 Biden family members received payments from the family foreign business ventures, including 2 of Joe Biden's grandchildren. "I believe all this evidence that we've gathered, we're finally starting to piece it together and put together a timeline. And what we're finding is very concerning about the current president of the United States," Comer told Hannity. Comer said in July the Biden family business led to 6 banks flagging more than 170 large amounts of money in suspicious activity reports, SARs, to the Treasury for review, 20 more than previously known. SARs often contain evidence of potential criminal activities, such as money laundering and fraud, according to a 2020 Senate report. Comer believes the Biden family opened more than 20 shell companies to hide payments and launder money. "When you set up a bunch of shell companies for the sole purpose to launder money, that is called racketeering," he said. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter @WendellHasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.